Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited. First of all, you can tell I am not in my normal recording studio slash office slash house. I'm actually in San Diego. One of the things that is really important to me is that as a coach that I continue to grow. And so I'm in San Diego going to a conference to grow, to learn, to stretch, to get out of my comfort zone so I can keep showing up for you. I'm in the mindset that you never stop growing, never stop learning, but it doesn't consume you. But I am really excited about this episode because today, the day that this episode drops, it is the 3-year anniversary for my podcast. 3 years, never missed a Monday in 3 years. And with my word of the year is consistency, that I want to build consistency in my business. This is one of the evidence building tools that I use. Like this is one of the reminders is for 3 years, I have showed up for you all. I have showed up for myself and I have created a podcast and not always knowing what I was going to talk about. Sometimes I would just go. Sometimes I'd have it all planned out, but I would do it. I would get out of my head and I did it. And for 3 years now, and over, if I heard Alexa right, I believe this is episode 178, because I think on the one that Kate dropped last was 177, 178 episodes. And now over the last couple of months, I've actually, instead of just doing it once a week, I do 2 podcasts a week. So talk about consistency. I am killing it. But it's just, I am so excited. What a journey we have been on. We have gone through, rebranding. We have done some things. We've talked about some stuff. And today I'm going to keep it short because on Thursdays I keep it short. So I don't want to, I'm going to keep that with the theme, but I'm just really excited that I lasted 3 years. Who knew I had that much to say? If my mom was still alive, she probably would be like, yeah, I knew that. And my daughter all the time tells me I have lots to say, and she's not a mute girl herself. So she's always got a lot to say, and my friends, okay. Everyone knows I have a lot to say. All right. I'm just a talker. I love sharing. I love showing up. This is one of those things that as my business grows and I change how I do things, the podcast has been the center. And it has been like, since I started it, it's been like my main source of like sharing, of like serving you. So thank you for those of you who have been with me from the beginning. I know that in the beginning it was a struggle, and my goal is to get better at podcasting every time I do one. I still have a lot to learn. There's a lot of things that I'm refusing to do. Like one is I do all the editing myself. I'll see right now when the video is here, you'll see me going and turning on my notifications because I forgot to do that. But I do all the editing myself because I don't edit. When I stopped over editing, it just felt more real and more comfortable and more doable. And you guys told me that you prefer it less edited. And so that's one of the things that I haven't gone and like got a professional editor. And I just really love doing this podcast. And so thank you. Thank you for listening. So I don't do this and just throw it out in the world to void. I hope that it has encouraged you. I hope it's inspired you. I hope that you have taken action from at least one of the things that I've said in the 178 episodes over the last 3 years. And I hope that you'll continue to grow with me and you'll go on this journey and get connected more with me. Like, I want to know what resonates, what you want me to talk about. Like I said earlier, I'm constantly learning. I have kind of become obsessed with this idea of understanding our identity and our purpose and our calling. And over the years, I'm crafting a podcast about this and why, and how that has helped my journey. I love it. It seems so simple. Like, we all have an identity, right? But we don't know what it is. We don't know who it is. And the thing is that as we're learning who we are, we're also growing and changing and shifting. And the more we understand that, the more we understand the foundations of our identity, the more we can understand, like, how God wired us, why we have such a need for some things and we avoid others, and how we can make a difference, how we can make a greater impact without adding more to our to-do list, without, feeling like the energy and the time, like, we don't just serve out of obligation. It is a really awesome thing to serve. And I know that your heart is also a heart of a servant. I truly believe that. I don't think you'd be listening to this if you didn't have a heart of a servant, because you would probably be like, more about helping other people. No, thank you. So I hope that I know that about you. I believe that I do. One of the things that in my world, a phrase we throw around a lot, and it is the phrase of how you do one thing is how you do everything. And let me tell you, for the longest time, I was like, no, that's not true. I don't parent the same way that I exercise. I give my all in parenting, but I don't skip days. I can't skip days of parenting. I mean, even here in the hotel, I still am checking in with my kids. I'm showing up for my kids a lot more than I show up for myself at the gym. But then I started to peel it away, because I'm like, why does it bother me so much, that phrase? Why is it something that I keep thinking about? And let me tell you why. Because I really do think there's a cord of truth through that. And to continue on the parenting and exercise, is the having teens, it's not the same type of relationship as you have when they're toddlers, right? You're more mentorship and guidance, and you got to make it feel like their idea a lot of times. But I was thinking about this, and I was like, well, how I do one thing is how I do everything. Because I really find I am a strong-willed person, as you probably have guessed. I am a committed, I am super passionate about this work that I'm doing, and I'm super passionate about my kids. And over the last year or so, as the kids, like my son in particular, I love him to death. I love him, and I want to thump him a lot, just like flick him right behind the ear, just a little bit. And then, be like, oh, what was that? No, he can know I did it. He can know. But I was like, okay, let me think about this exercise thing, because I have committed to it. I put it on my calendar. And when it's not on my calendar, I definitely don't do it. How else is that showing up? And I had to get really real with myself. I was also sidestepping some of the parenting values that I hold really dear. I had to get curious and see, okay, I want this relationship. I want this, you know, I want to show up this way for my kids. And I haven't been. And it's the same way, the same excuses, the same, you know, quote, reasons that I would skip the gym. So I think that there's an element of truth of how we do one thing is how we do everything. Because when I am on, when I am committed and I am full force, in every area of my life is brought up. Even if it's not like, not to the same level, again, balance does not exist. It's all about integration. It's all about the filling the whole circle, right? And not leaving anything out. But I had to get curious with myself because I realized that there's a lot of ways I wasn't really showing up. One of the ways is like my meal planning. And so when I don't do meal planning, my meal time's a little more hectic. I finish my last client. You know, some days it's like 4:30. Take Tuesdays, for instance, because I am growing my skills and learning to coach and teach coaches, so I can train coaches, and so I get done with my client about 4:30 ish. I have some time, and then at 6:30 I have that call. So I have a 2-hour window in there to do all of my family stuff, get dinner on the table, hopefully eat together, because it's one of the, again, a value that I hold is that we have dinner together. And it's like, okay, if I don't meal plan, then that is, it throws that time off and it's hectic. And so I looked at my, I just started like pulling the string, like following this and realizing that there's several things, whether, you know, in my personal life, when it comes to taking care of myself, my relationship with Kyle, it's going amazing. And there's areas that I have let go and I'm like, okay, it was unintentional. It was subconscious. Like I'm not trying in these areas, with my kids, with life planning, just the running the house. And I mean, with laundry, I feel like I've scattered and I've always had a bit of a routine. You know, I think one time in my life, I was able to wash, dry, and fold everything at one time. So that's not part, it's not about being perfect, but it's about showing up for yourself and making a plan and executing it and having that balance and having whatever is important to you. And I recognize, and even in my business, there's things I was doing that are things that I wanted that I wasn't showing up for myself, which means I wasn't showing up for you. And it started to bother me. And so I want to encourage you as we're starting this new year. I mean, we are over a week into it at this point, right? We're, I talked with a group and we were talking about how it's an all or nothing mindset. And we were laughing at the fact that it was, you know, the first 7 days of 2024. And she's like, yep, I'm all or nothing. So if I miss my, you know, gym day, if I told myself I was gonna do it every day and I miss my day 7, then it's like, oh, okay, well, 2025 is gonna be my year. And we were laughing about it, but it's like, okay, where is the element of truth in that? When do we give up and just say, okay, maybe later? So I want to encourage you to look at things that are going on right now. Look at your life. And I want you to ask yourself how you're showing up for your family, how you're showing up for your relationships, your friendships. How are you showing up for yourself? How are you showing up for your work, whatever it may be, whether it's inside the home or outside the home? How are you showing up for the community? How are you showing up for your whole self-care? Take a moment to really ask yourself, how am I doing one thing that's important to me? And how is it rolling over? How is that a common thread through other things that are important to me or things that are, well, maybe a little bit more challenging to do? but are still necessary? Are you showing up for you, for your life? Because if we don't show up for our own lives, what are we even doing? Why are we wasting this one precious life that we have waiting for tomorrow to be better when it can be done right now? We get in these patterns and habits and things start, we're the slippery slope. And then we realize we got off the bandwagon of something that we're like, this was important to us and we didn't do it. And it's something that we're like, okay, where, how does it affect things? And something is, you know, trivial. And I mean, I know it's important, but you don't realize how something as simple as having a family meeting on Sundays, like I used to do, where we would talk about, okay, here's all the things happening this week. Here's all the things we need to have be ready for. Here's the times we need to leave the house this week. Here's the things that I need to make sure you have for whatever. You know, we need new shoes. We need a haircut. Those kind of things. And been, I haven't made those a priority. And I and my calendar reflects it. My house reflects the kind of the chaos and the uncertainty and the lack of grounded habits. And so it's, and I just ask you to take a moment and to look in, look inside with a gentle curiosity, not a guilt or shame. How are you showing up for the one thing? And how is that trickling down to everything else? Is there an area of your life that you're not really showing up for yourself that you really need to? And you know that, like I said, that having that family meeting where you're meal planning, planning the week, passing out the chores, setting up yourself for success, how has that gone away? And how are you feeling chaotic instead of successful? When mama's chaotic, the family's chaotic. Because I haven't had routines that have worked in the past or that, and even as I shift them based on season, when I don't have a rhythm, a plan, a routine, no one does and everyone feels it and it's a lot more stressful. And so when I got curious and I started looking at it for myself, at first I kind of got angry. Like I was like, Tammy, you know what to do. But then it, like I told you, like curiosity, gentleness, and where did it go off track and how can I choose right now to get it back on? When I do, when I make that commitment to myself and to my family, then you know what becomes possible? And the other question I ask myself is, if I don't make this change and go back to creating the rhythms and habits that I know what brings peace to the house, what happens if I don't do it? And that question, my daughter is not like, she can't function in chaos. And my son is just, he zones out when there's chaos around him. We spend more time cleaning than connecting. We are short with each other just because, you know, there's just stuff everywhere and we don't have we're always rushing. And so what is it that you could do right now? Not wait and make 2025 your year, but you can make January your month. And you can be bold and you can be consistent and you can be true and have integrity to yourself, take care of yourself, which in turn takes care of your family. What is it that you need to do? Because how you do one thing is how you do anything. Whew, man, this is just as I'm thinking about this even more, I'm just seeing how it plays out in my life. And I'm like, okay, Tammy, you got some work to do. But it's exciting because I get to recommit and I get to decide now how it's going to work. If this is something you want to dive into a little deeper, if you want to see, okay, what do you mean by how I do one thing? How do I do one thing? And how do I discover what it is? If you want help making those changes, if you want a guide who's been there, who is not perfect and makes mistakes And yet I have a path for you to get back from those mistakes. If you want to dive in and see what becomes possible right now and not make 2025 your year, but really make 2024, and even more so make January your month and today your day, contact me. Let's get a phone call and let's see what's possible for you. What can we set down that makes room for what you really want? Whew. Okay, friend. Well, happy third year anniversary. I am so excited. Thank you for those of you who have been with me for 3 years. Thank you for those of you who are new and are subscribed. One thing that I would love is if you can leave me a rate and review, either on Spotify or on Apple, wherever you can. I think even Alexa now you can, or like Amazon now you can leave them. But that would mean so much to me. That's just a little way for, it warms my heart to know that it matters to you, and it helps me choose what content I put out for you. Like, how do I serve you better? But it also helps other people just like you and I find this podcast, and in hopes to help them as well. So with that, friend, again, happy anniversary. Thank you for going on this crazy ride with me. I appreciate the fact that you guys have allowed me to grow and shift and change and have been so graceful and with that on the journey, because I don't always get it right, but I'm so passionate about just getting it. Like, let's do this together. Let's discover who we are. Let's find our purpose and our calling. Let's shine our light, because when you shine your light and I shine my light, the world is a whole lot brighter. It also gives permission for our friends to shine their light, and we can just make this world a brighter place. We can grow, we can love, we can just serve, and we don't have to be exhausted when we're all doing it together. So with that, thank you again. I will see you on Monday. Have a amazing, amazing day, and choose joy until joy chooses you. Can't wait to see you next week. Bye for now.